How to earn money online, updated for your 2022 journey. Making money online isn't easy, but it doesn't require a degree in computer science, either. You don't even need a lot of technical skills. All you really need is a good idea, a little creativity, and a willingness to work hard. We've put together a list of our favorite ways to earn extra cash online today. These include everything from selling unwanted items to making money fast with side hustles. Here is our list of how to make money online. Freelance work. Freelance work is one of the best ways to make extra cash while working remotely. There are many different types of freelance work out there, including graphic designing, web development, writing, translation, proofreading, customer support, and even consulting. There are several platforms where you can find freelance projects, such as Upwork, People Per Hour, Freelancer.com, Guru, Fiverr, Amazon Mechanical Turk, and others. Upwork offers a wide selection of freelance positions, ranging from $5 to thousands of dollars per project. You can browse through hundreds of categories, such as graphic design, web development, writing, translation, customer support, proofreading, data entry, virtual assistant, marketing, copywriting, etc., to see what kinds of projects are available. Fiverr is another great place to find freelance gigs. On the platform, you can sell anything from music production to English tutoring to video editing. Once you set your price, you can start attracting customers. In addition to selling products, you can also offer part-time services, like copywriting, logo designs, social media management, or technical support. Freelancer.com allows you to sign up for free and bid on jobs posted by clients looking for help. When you receive a job assignment, you complete it within the specified time frame, and the client pays accordingly. This type of gig works well for those seeking flexible work hours. Test websites and apps. UserTesting.com allows people to earn extra cash online by testing websites and mobile apps. Users are compensated for their opinions about whether or not a site works properly. They must pass a brief screening process and take part in a quick survey. Afterward, they're given feedback about what went wrong and what could have been done better. The site says it pays $10 per test. But don't worry too much about the pay. We do not pay based on the number of tests completed, writes CEO Steve Souders. Instead, we pay by the quality of the tests. Money from surveys. You know how some people say that getting paid to do something you love sounds great? Well, it really does. But there are ways to earn money from home without having to spend hours every day doing things you hate. One way is to sign up for online surveys where companies pay you to answer questions about products and services. While most of these sites won't give you much money, and some won't even pay, you can still rack up points that add up to reward checks. You can make money from home with some simple research. In fact, it doesn't even require a computer. Surveys are one of the easiest ways to earn extra income from home without having to invest much effort. If you're interested, there are several reputable survey companies that pay well. Here are four of the most popular ones. Survey Junkie, $5.15 per survey, free sign-up bonus, $25 value, takes about 15 minutes to complete each survey. Swagbucks, daily rewards via email, take up to 30 seconds to answer questions like how often do you shop? And $100 off my next purchase, redeem points for gift cards. Inbox Dollars, daily rewards via email, text messaging, and snail mail, take around 10 minutes to fill out short surveys. My Points, weekly rewards via email, take around 5 minutes to answer questions like what's your favorite food? And $10 off your next purchase, redeem points to buy gift cards. Your only concern with this type of online surveys is that they are picky about location, and if they know you are out of their market's reach, then they either pay you lower or don't allow you to take the surveys with bigger payouts. Start vlogging, earn from your YouTube channel. YouTube is one of the biggest platforms for online video, and it makes money off of ads placed alongside your videos. But getting paid to upload content isn't easy. You'll need to build up a fan base, reach 1,000 subscribers, and earn $10 per 1,000 views. Once you've met those thresholds, you're eligible to apply for the YouTube Partner Program. Once you're accepted, you'll need to fill out forms and submit documents verifying your identity. Then you'll be given access to Google AdSense, a service that allows advertisers to place advertisements around your content. You don't need to worry about optimizing your content for search engines, YouTube does that automatically. Instead, focus on building a following and attracting advertisers. When people watch your videos, they see an ad. And once you hit 10,000 views, you can start earning money from each view. Make money blogging, affiliate networks. If you're a blogger who makes $1 per month on AdSense, it might seem like a stretch to think that you can make even more by becoming an affiliate marketer. But if you've got a popular blog that attracts lots of visitors each month, you could make some serious cash. Affiliate networks are online platforms where businesses pay people to promote their products. They offer different levels of compensation based on how many sales affiliates generate. Some pay out commissions, others give bonuses. The best part? You don't need to do anything special to become an affiliate. All you need is a blog and a few good keywords. Once you find a product you want to promote, you'll sign up with an affiliate network. Then you'll set up a web page or landing page on your blog that features information about the product. When readers come across your page, they click through to the advertiser's website. When they buy something, the advertiser pays you a commission. This can range anywhere from 10% to 75%, depending on what type of product you're promoting and how much effort you put into driving traffic. You can earn a healthy income just by sharing helpful tips and advice. And since most affiliate programs reward referrals rather than purchases, you can enjoy residual income without having to spend too much time selling. Remember, this is passive income is a good source of income and making good use of your traffic. Become an Instagram influencer. The number of companies using Instagram influencers to promote their products is growing. Brands are paying influencers anywhere from a few thousand PHP 1000 to PHP 50,000 per post or even more depending on campaign reach and engagement. There are three ways to become an influencer: apply directly via a marketing platform like Aspire, reach out to brands directly, or use one of the many third-party platforms that connect brands with influencers. Aspire, owned by Demand Media, is one of the most popular options. It allows influencers to set up profiles, upload videos, and manage their followers. Users must pay a monthly fee to maintain their accounts, but there are no upfront costs. Brands can find influencers through Aspire's network of over 300,000 active users. They can also contact influencers directly. Once a brand reaches out to someone, they're free to negotiate terms. Influencers can accept offers ranging from $1,000 to $50,000. If you'd rather skip the middleman, you can simply approach brands yourself. If you've got a following, you might even be able to offer your services for free. But don't expect to earn thousands overnight. It takes time to build relationships and gain trust among brands. There are plenty of third-party platforms that help connect brands with influencers, including Famebit, Talkify, and Socialbro. These services charge fees based on ad impressions, which can range from $10 to $30 per thousand impressions. Once you've built up enough credibility, you can start accepting sponsored posts. This is where things get tricky. While some influencers will allow brands to buy ads alongside their posts, others won't. And those that do require payment upfront. Influencers typically receive 10% to 30% of the sale price of each product sold. Some influencers will take a cut of the profit, while others will just ask for compensation in exchange for exposure. Either way, you'll need to provide proof of sales and receipts to prove your earnings. How to use Instagram to get attention. Instagram is a popular photo sharing app that allows users to share photos and videos with others. While the service was originally created for mobile devices, it now also supports desktop computers. In addition to being used for personal purposes, Instagram is also a powerful tool for businesses looking to promote themselves and attract customers. Here's how to use Instagram to get noticed. 1. Create a business account. You can sign up for a free Instagram account here. Once you have an account, you can begin posting content. 2. Post photos and videos. Once you've signed up for an account, you can upload images and video clips to your profile page. To make sure your posts look professional, you can edit your profile picture and cover image before uploading. 3. Tag people in your posts. Tagging people in your posts lets them know that you posted something. When you tag someone, you can choose to let them know that you tagged them. 4. Use hashtags. Hashtags are short phrases that allow you to group related topics together. For example, hashtag Instagood is a hashtag that groups all things related to Instagram. By tagging relevant hashtags in your posts, you can reach a wider audience. 5. Add location information. Location information is another useful feature of Instagram. Adding location tags to your posts makes it easier for people to find you. 6. Share content. After you've uploaded pictures and videos, you can share them with your followers. Sharing content is a simple process. Just click the share button located next to your post. 7. Follow other users. By following other users, you can stay updated on their activities. As soon as you follow someone, they'll receive notifications when you post content. Remember, visibility and engagement is key. Got a camera? Start a business. Sell your photos. Photography is one of those things where people either love it or hate it. There are plenty of reasons why someone might dislike taking pictures. They don't know how to use a camera, they think it's too hard, they don't want to spend money on equipment, etc. But there are also many people out there who enjoy snapping away every day and sharing their best shots online. Whether you take great portraits, travel around the world documenting everything, or simply snap some selfies while hanging out with friends, there are tons of ways to turn your passion into profit. The good news is that you don't necessarily need a lot of experience to make money selling your photos. In fact, you can jump right into the process without spending much money up front. You just need to do a little research, learn what options exist, and decide whether you'd rather set up your own site or go with a marketplace that offers additional tools like editing software or social media integration. Here are 10 popular places to sell your digital photos. Some marketplaces for photographers offer everything from cloud storage to password-protected galleries. And some even give you a custom web address. Here are 10 places where you can turn your photographs into cash. 1. Fine Art America. 2. Smug. Mug. 3. 500px. 4. Photo. Shelter. 5. Pexels. 6. Pixabay. 7. Stock Photo. 8. Shutterstock. 9. Alamy. 10. Photolia. This is a potential dollar earner for you, so make sure you meet the minimum requirements with photo specs, gear and overall quality of photo. Become an online tutor. Teach online. The average hourly wage for tutors in the United States is $20 per hour online, maybe a little less, but this type of work lets you do it at the comfort of your home. But it doesn't take much experience to become one. All you need is a computer and internet access, a good microphone, and camera. And you don't even have to live near your students. You can tutor people online or via Skype, Zoom, or even Google Meet. Some companies offer virtual lessons where you teach children about algebra, while others cater to adults looking to brush up on their Spanish. If you're interested in teaching abroad, there are options to do that too. What you charge depends on your experience, expertise, and what's in demand in your area. For example, a college student might charge around $25 per hour, whereas someone who's been out of school for a few years could charge closer to $50. To start, check out Craigslist or set up a profile on sites like Goodreads, Tutor.com, or Care.com. Then, reach out to schools and community centers in your area to let them know you'd be willing to teach. Finally, start offering your services and see how quickly you begin to build clients. Get listed, get found. Become a virtual assistant. How would you describe yourself? Are you outgoing or shy? Creative or practical? Smart or dumb? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you might want to consider becoming a virtual assistant. Virtual assistants, or VA, are basically freelancers who provide administrative support to businesses and individuals. They perform tasks such as scheduling meetings, managing email correspondence, organizing files, and even answering calls. There has been a huge increase in demand for VAs over the last couple of years. In fact, according to Indeed, the number of jobs posted for VAs increased by almost 50% from 2016 to 2017. And since January 2018 alone, there has been a 30% increase in job postings. Find a niche that is in demand in your area and go with that. There is always room for good quality VA work. How to start your online business and earn online. Starting an online business may seem like a daunting task, but it doesn't have to be. There are plenty of opportunities out there for anyone willing to put in some effort. Here are 5 tips to help you get started. 1. Start small. Don't try to make a huge splash right away. Instead, start small and build slowly. Focus on one niche first, and only expand when you're ready. 2. Build trust. Trust is key to starting an online business. People trust recommendations from friends and family over ads, so focus on providing value before trying to sell anything. 3. Be consistent. Consistency is also critical to starting an online business successfully. Don't change things too much, and stick to your plan. 4. Have fun. You'll spend a lot of time doing this, so enjoy yourself along the way. Remember that having fun is part of being successful. 5. Network. Networking is another crucial element to starting an online business, especially if you're looking to grow quickly. Join groups on Facebook and LinkedIn, attend events, and connect with others in your industry. In conclusion, the internet has changed almost everything we know about business. In fact, it's become such a powerful force that it's now possible to run a successful online business from anywhere in the world. Whether you want to sell products, offer services, or create content, there are plenty of opportunities available to you right now. However, if you're going to succeed, you're going to have to put in the hard work. That means learning how to market effectively, building relationships with customers, and finding creative ways to generate revenue. The truth is, though, that there are lots of people who already have these skills and are doing very well. So instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, why not join their ranks? With a bit of effort and dedication, you too can turn your passion into profit.